This week, on a special episode of WebMD's Health Discovered podcast, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
It's a diagnosis that changes everything. So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online, After Midnight.
Kelly had never thought of herself as someone who paid attention to things most people missed, and for most of her life, there had been no reason to think otherwise. She kept a steady routine, worked a job that required her to stay organized and focused, and moved through her days in the same predictable way most people do, without stopping to question every small decision or instinct. That was part of why the moment stood out as clearly as it did. It happened on an ordinary afternoon, the kind that didn't carry anything memorable about it until afterward. She had left work at her usual time, walking the same route she took most days, following the same crosswalks and timing the same lights without really thinking about it. Traffic was steady but not heavy, and the intersection ahead of her was one she had crossed hundreds of times before without incident. Nothing about it felt different. She stepped up to the curb and waited, her attention split between the light and the movement of cars passing through the intersection, already anticipating the moment when she would step forward and continue on her way. When the signal changed, she didn't hesitate. She moved when she always did, without second-guessing it, without looking for anything out of the ordinary. And then just as her foot left the curb, she heard it. "Don't move." The words were clear, close enough that they didn't feel distant or imagined, and calm in a way that didn't carry urgency but didn't need to. They didn't come from behind her or across the street, and they didn't sound like someone calling out in a crowd. They sounded as if they had been directed at her alone, placed just within her awareness in a way that didn't require her to turn her head to find the source. She stopped, not slowly, and not because she had time to think about it, but immediately, as though her body had reacted before her mind had caught up. The motion felt automatic, as if she had been interrupted mid-step and simply obeyed without question, her foot settling back against the pavement instead of moving forward. A second later, a car came through the intersection. It didn't slow down. It didn't swerve. It moved straight through the crosswalk at a speed that made it clear the driver hadn't seen the light change or had chosen to ignore it, crossing directly through the space where she would have been if she had taken even one more step forward. The sound of it passed quickly, tires against pavement, engine fading as it continued down the road, leaving behind a brief disruption that settled almost as quickly as it had started. For a moment, Kelly didn't move. She stood at the curb, aware of the people around her beginning to cross, aware of the light still signaling that it was safe, but unable to follow through on what she had already started. The only thing that stayed with her was the timing, the way the voice and the car had aligned so precisely that it left no room to question what had just happened. She hadn't seen the car coming. She hadn't hesitated on her own. She had stopped because something told her to. When she finally crossed, she did it more slowly than usual, her attention shifting from the routine she had followed countless times before to the space around her, as though something about it had changed in a way she couldn't fully explain. The rest of the walk home passed without anything else happening, but the feeling didn't fade. It stayed with her. That evening, she tried to make sense of it in the way most people would, starting with the simplest explanation and working outward from there. It could have been someone nearby, she told herself, someone she hadn't noticed in the moment, though the more she thought about it, the less that explanation seemed to fit. The voice hadn't carried the distance or direction that would have come with someone standing across the street or behind her, and there hadn't been anyone close enough for it to feel as immediate as it had. She replayed the moment more than once, each time arriving at the same place. She had heard it clearly, and she had listened. That was the part she couldn't move past. Not that something had happened in the intersection, but that she had responded to it without question, without hesitation, as though whatever had spoken had been enough to override everything else in that moment. By the time she went to bed, she had already told herself it was just one of those things that didn't need to be explained. A coincidence, maybe, or a misinterpretation of something that had happened too quickly to process in real time. The explanation didn't need to be perfect. It only needed to be enough to let her move on from it. For a while, that worked. The next day felt normal again. So did the day after that. Nothing like it happened again. And without anything to reinforce it, the memory began to settle into something less immediate, something she could think about without feeling the same weight it had carried at first. She didn't forget it, but she stopped actively trying to understand it, allowing it to exist as something unusual without giving it more attention than it seemed to deserve. Still, every now and then, usually when she found herself approaching that same intersection, she would slow down just a little, not enough to be obvious, but enough to notice the space around her in a way she hadn't before. It wasn't fear. It wasn't even caution. It was something closer to awareness. And even though nothing else had happened, she couldn't shake the sense that what she had heard that day hadn't been random, that it had been meant for her, and that, for a brief moment, she hadn't been alone when she stepped off that curb. In the weeks that followed, Kelly stopped trying to explain what had happened at the intersection. Not because she had found an answer, but because nothing else happened to support or contradict it. The memory stayed with her, but it settled into something quieter, something she could carry without needing to revisit every detail of it. For a while, life felt normal again. The routine returned, and with it came the sense that whatever had happened had been isolated, something that didn't need to be connected to anything else. Days passed, then weeks. And eventually the moment began to feel less immediate, like something that had happened to her, rather than something that was still happening. If it had ended there, she might have left it that way. But it didn't. It was almost a year later when she felt it again. There was nothing unusual about the evening. She had been at home, moving through the same small tasks that filled in the end of her day, when she gathered up a bag of trash and headed toward the door. It was something she had done countless times before, something that required no thought beyond remembering to take it out before it piled up. She reached for the handle and stopped. There was no voice this time, no clear instruction, no word she could point to and repeat the way she had with the moment at the intersection. Instead, it was something heavier, something that settled over her all at once, a feeling so immediate and out of place that it interrupted her movement before she had time to question it. She didn't open the door. She stood there for a moment, her hand still on the handle, trying to understand why she had stopped, but the answer didn't come in a way she could explain. It wasn't fear, exactly, and it wasn't panic, but it carried enough weight that ignoring it didn't feel like an option. After a few seconds, she stepped back. The decision felt strange even as she made it, but it also felt final, as though something had already been decided for her. She set the bag down and moved away from the door, telling herself she would take it out later when the feeling had passed and things felt normal again. A few minutes later, she heard it. Not from inside the house, from outside. A sharp sound followed by something heavier, like movement where there shouldn't have been any. It wasn't loud enough to draw attention from far away, but it was close enough that it made her pause, listening in a way she hadn't intended to. She didn't go to the door. She stayed where she was, waiting for something else to follow, but whatever had caused the noise didn't repeat. The silence that came after felt the same as before, unchanged and undisturbed, as though nothing had happened at all. The next morning, she found out what it had been. There had been an incident just outside her building, something that had happened at roughly the same time she had been standing at the door. It wasn't something that would have affected her directly if she had stepped outside, but the timing was close enough that it left her with the same quiet awareness she had felt at the intersection. She hadn't known. She hadn't seen it coming. But she had stopped anyway. That was what stayed with her. Not the details of what had happened outside, but the fact that she had changed her decision without understanding why, and that the change had mattered even if only in a small way. After that, the moments came rarely. Months would pass without anything that stood out, and then without warning, she would feel it again. The same quiet interruption that didn't come with words, but carried enough certainty that she listened to it without thinking. It never lasted long, and it never built into anything dramatic, but it happened just enough that she couldn't dismiss it completely. Still, the voice never returned. Not clearly. Not the way it had the first time. That was the part she noticed most. For all the small moments that followed, nothing matched the clarity of that single instruction and the absence of it. Left her with a question she couldn't answer. One that stayed just beneath the surface no matter how much time passed. If it had been something real, why it had only spoken once? Years went by. Kelly never expected to hear the voice again. By then, enough time had passed that the earlier moments had settled into something quieter, something she carried without trying to explain. They had happened. They had mattered. And then life had continued the way it always does, gradually filling in the space around them until they no longer felt immediate. That was why it caught her off guard. It was early evening, the kind of hour when the light softens, but the day hasn't fully let go, and Kelly was walking her dog along the same stretch of sidewalk she followed most days. The leash rested loosely in her hand while the dog moved ahead without urgency, stopping now and then to sniff along the edge of the grass, completely absorbed in its own routine. There was nothing unusual about it. Kelly's mind had already drifted ahead to what she needed to do when she got back home, letting the walk unfold automatically, her body following a path it knew without needing direction. It was the kind of moment where nothing stands out, where everything blends into the quiet rhythm of an ordinary day. Then she heard it. Wait. The word came from nowhere and everywhere at once, close enough to feel immediate, clear enough that there was no mistaking it, and calm in a way that didn't need urgency to be understood. Kelly stopped. The reaction was instant, cutting through her movement before she had time to think about it, her body halting mid-step as the leash tightened slightly in her hand. It wasn't hesitation or caution. It was the same reflex she had felt before, something that interrupted her without asking. For a fraction of a second, nothing happened. And then everything did. A car surged toward the curb, the sound of tires scraping sharply against concrete, breaking the quiet, followed immediately by the jolt of motion as the vehicle jumped up onto the sidewalk directly in front of her. The movement was sudden and violent, yet in that instant it felt stretched, as though time had slowed just enough for her to see it clearly without being able to react. The headlights cut across her vision as the car passed through the exact space she had been about to step into, and for a brief moment she saw the driver, face lit by the glow of a phone, eyes down, completely unaware of where the car was going. Then it was gone. Back off the curb, continuing down the street as if nothing had happened. The entire moment lasted no more than a second, but it left behind a stillness that felt heavier than the noise had been. Kelly didn't move. She stood exactly where she had stopped, her grip still on the leash, her dog now a step ahead of her, completely unaffected and unaware that anything had just happened. The world seemed to snap back into place around her, the quiet returning just as quickly as it had been broken. But she remained fixed in that one spot. The distance between where she stood and where the car had crossed was almost nothing. 2 feet, maybe less. If she had taken that step, she would have been directly in its path with no time to react and nowhere to go. The realization settled in slowly, not as panic, but as something steadier, something that aligned too perfectly with what had come before. There had been no warning she could have seen, no sound ahead of time, no reason to hesitate, except that she had been told to, and she had listened. This time, there was no doubt left to work through, no explanation to reach for that might make it feel less real. The earlier moments had left room for uncertainty, small enough that she could question them if she wanted to. This didn't. The timing had been too exact, the interruption too precise to be anything accidental. Whatever had spoken to her at that intersection had not been a one-time occurrence. And it had not been something she imagined in a moment she couldn't fully process. It had been real. It had always been real. Kelly glanced down at her dog, who had already returned to sniffing along the sidewalk as if nothing had interrupted the walk at all. The normalcy of it grounded her in a way she didn't expect, a quiet reminder that the world itself hadn't changed, even if her understanding of it had. She gave the leash a gentle tug and started forward again, her pace slower now, not out of fear, but out of awareness. The sidewalk looked the same, the street looked the same, but the way she moved through it had shifted. For a moment as she walked, a thought surfaced that she would have pushed away without hesitation. Before all of this, something she never would have seriously considered after the first incident, and probably not even after the second. The idea that maybe it wasn't just instinct, that maybe it wasn't coincidence, that maybe something had been watching over her. The thought didn't stay long, and she didn't try to define it or give it a name, but it lingered just enough that she couldn't pretend it hadn't crossed her mind. Because at some point after everything that had happened, it was hard not to wonder. She didn't need to answer it. She didn't need to decide what it meant. The pattern had already shown itself. It wasn't constant. And it wasn't something she could call on or control. It didn't follow her every move or make itself known without reason. It simply appeared when it needed to, interrupting the moment just long enough to change what would have happened otherwise. As she reached the end of the block, Kelly slowed slightly, her attention drifting back toward the stretch of sidewalk she had just left. There was nothing there now, no sign of what had happened, nothing that would stand out to anyone else passing by. But she knew, and for the first time that knowledge didn't feel uncertain or incomplete. It felt steady, quiet, certain. Whatever it was, it had never tried to prove itself or demand belief. It had only spoken when it mattered, and then it had gone silent again, leaving her to continue on as if nothing had happened at all. And maybe that was the only explanation she was ever going to get. That some things don't stay with you all the time. They don't announce themselves. They don't make you understand. They just step in at exactly the right moment and make sure you keep going.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made, because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.